This is John Batchelor. Later on, a conversation with the author, Russell Shorto. His book, Small Time, A Story of My Family and the Mob. This is Johnstown, before the Second War and after, and how the mob worked to connect the cities so that the money kept flowing and there was discipline, and how it worked in Johnstown. He describes it very carefully. The mob, before the Second War, how it earned money, how it reported on itself, how it was always looking to the big bosses. Russell Shorto.
Yeah, Johnstown was connected to Pittsburgh, and then Pittsburgh was connected to New York. That's the way, you talked about, you mentioned the structure of it. And it's interesting, it's hard to grasp because there was a structure, but it wasn't hard and fast. It was always fluid, but that was the basic, the small city fed into the bigger city, which fed into, the mother city. That's the overall operation. As you say, once they were setting up their operation in town, the base of it was a place called City Cigar, which was two doors from City Hall. And the front of it was a little cigar shop, and there was a door behind that. You walked through that into a pool hall. And upstairs were offices. There was pool. They ran a numbers operation. That was the center of their business, which half the town played. They ran card games for the big shots in town. There were dice games for the regular mill workers. They had pinball. Pinball was people gambled on pinball. It was huge. According to the American Pinball Museum, there was more money spent on pinball than on the movies at this time. And they did something called chip seals, which was kind of like a lottery. You bought one and you tore it off. And if your number matched the number underneath, then you won a buck or whatever.
More of this later. Thank you.